Welcome to the ministry of Pastor Chris Ross. Pastor Chris has a dynamic teaching anointing, and he is the founder of the very vibrant Breakthrough Christian Church in Cape Town, South Africa. He is a healing evangelist and touches many lives through the Jesus the Answer outreach ministry. Now, enjoy this message by Pastor Chris.
Praise God. Are you ready for a short word? Who loves the word? Hey, I tell you, that guy, he said you must take your Bible and wave it and rub it like you rub the cheek of a little child. Isn't it? Where's that music that I told you to play every time? I can't fire my sound engine. It's the only one I got. I would have done it a long time. He said, and then you must kiss your Bible and kiss it long. Isn't it? Kiss it long, because he said, I love the word of God. It's my wisdom. Wow. It's God's word to me. Wouldn't you like God to speak to you? He's going to speak to you through the word. So when you kiss the word, it's God's wisdom to you. Amen. Okay, drop the volume a little bit. Tonight, shortly, how to recognize a fool. Part one. Because I could never finish all in the short time that I have. Alright? So part one, how to recognize a fool. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be reading quite a number of scriptures today from the book of Proverbs. I'm quietly meditating on Proverbs in my quiet time. And this word fool comes up a lot. So I'm sure it must be something that disturbed Solomon, the fools around him. Amen. And as a pastor of this church, I don't want my people to be known as fools. The opposite of a fool is to be wise. I would like you all to be known as wise people. Wyse mense. Wyse jong mense en wyse groot mense en wyse, nie ou mense nie, maar wyse groter mense. Groterige mense. Wise. Because you also get old fools. Tonight, I will explain to you some definitions of a fool. May it never be said of you that you were a fool. And this thing is so dear to my heart, because I have a lifetime struggle. I think it's my assignment to help our people out of foolishness to become something stable in this life. Somebody moving forward and progressively rise above what the circumstances or the community expects of you. You will not stay and become a product of the community. You'll become a product of what the Lord wants you to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so there must be a transformation in your mind. You must see yourself better than you see yourself. Because God thinks of you more highly than you think of yourself. When those guys were going to go into the promised land, they said there are giants in the land. And we are like grasshoppers to them. In their eyes, we look like grasshoppers. And in our own eyes, they said, we also look like grasshoppers. May you not have such a perception of who you are. May the Lord lift you. Moenie afsak tot op die vlak van dwaasheid en onkundigheid nie. You have an opportunity. Mike Murdoch speaks a lot about opportunity. The opportunity to sit in the chair where you're sitting now and listening to my voice, it's a time to become wise. Amen. Others that are not here are not enjoying this opportunity. You have it. Receive it. It's already something positive you've done for Sunday. that you've chosen. Your decisions determine your destiny. You've chosen to sit here and rather listen to me speak than whatever else you wanted to do. It's already one wise decision you've made. Tap yourself on the shoulder and say, I've done well. I've done well. And tell your neighbor, you too. All right. But there's foolishness in some of us. And the Lord has to help us to get rid of it. Amen. Some foolishness must be beaten out of people. I'll show you in Proverbs. Like a child that's foolish, it is beaten out of it. Hallelujah. But a wise man, let's start by saying wise people can recognize fools. Everything I'm going to say is loaded today, okay? Very loaded. So you got to shake your brain in position. Every word I'm giving you is loaded. Wise people can recognize fools. It is dangerous if you walk with a fool and you don't know it's a fool, because your lack of wisdom also didn't make you see this is a fool. But fools are everywhere. They are fools at school. They are fools in the church. They are fools in politics. And they are fools in your family. Do you get the four places that you find fools? Where are they? They are in schools. Educational institutions. Number two? In the church. What a shock. Tell your neighbor, I hope he's not preaching about you tonight. And then I said in politics, oh, you know all the fools. I mean, do you watch TV? Do you see this, the politics? And then, of course, there's fools in your family. What a shock. And what do fools do? Fools, number one, fools break your focus. Fools break your focus. Number two, fools waste valuable time and energy. You people that are at school with people who's wasting your time and energy, take note, you are a fool. If our children are not seriously studying in this time of the exams, we even gave off cell groups. We said, it's time to study now. We gave off certain services. We closed it for your studies. But the fool will waste time and he will waste energy. Fools, number three, they slow you down in life. Fool, I'm defining to you what a fool is. Fools will slow you down in life. And I'm sure some of you are sitting close to your friends, because in the church you can sit next to your friends. It's no problem. This is a social gathering also. We have, many of us come to church because we have friends. And it's good. We make friends in church. That's why churches are there. Amen. So as you're sitting next to your friend, tell your friend, don't slow me down in this life. Don't slow me down. Don't slow me down. Don't slow me down. Don't slow me down now. Don't break my focus. Don't break my focus. Don't break my focus. Don't waste my time. Don't waste my time. I'm becoming a wise person. Hallelujah. I'm becoming a wise person. Ladies and gentlemen, Solomon asked for wisdom. God liked him so much because of his father. He said, ask me for anything. I mean, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters. Think about it. If God said to you, ask me for anything. I'm sure you're thinking of the Galaxy 7 phone, isn't it? or whatever car. If you're a big person, you're thinking of a Mercedes, this. Solomon said, make me a wise man. And God was so shocked at Solomon's request. And he said, because you've asked this, I like you even more. Because wisdom is the main thing. In all you're getting, get this thing. Because it will bring to you riches and honor. Yeah, don't ask for the money, because you can lose the money. Ask for the wisdom, because the wisdom will bring to you riches and honor. Are you listening? So met jou wysheid kan jy met bietjie geld baie doen. I'm preaching. Yeah. You can feed many children with little money. Because you didn't ask for riches, you asked for wisdom. And with your wisdom, you will know how to attract money to you. So that you are never poor. Are you listening? You'll never be poor. Because you will attract things to your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will attract one main thing called favor. Favor is when somebody gives you something you don't deserve. Amen. And number four, I'm explaining fools. I said fools break your focus. Fools waste valuable time and energy. Fools slow your life down. Number four, fools rob you of precious moments. Precious moments. There are many that should have been here tonight, but they're not here because a fool has robbed them of a precious moment. A fool has robbed. Don't let the fool rob you of a precious moment. Church life is like that. People come, people go, people come, people go. You see. And many people don't recognize. This is the main thing. What is wisdom? The ability to recognize a difference. So a wise man will say, yes, there are many churches I've went to, but when I came here, I recognized there's a difference. There's a difference. But because you don't have wisdom, you fail to recognize this difference. So you think you can just go there. Ach man, I maak so baie van seker, ek gaan so maar na ander kerk toe. Jou dwaas. You didn't recognize. There's a difference in people, a difference in environment, there's a difference in the seasons. I like this teaching. I like it more than 100%. Wisdom is the ability to recognize the difference. Are you with me? Are you with me? So when you see, but this must have wise man. Now you start to walk with the wise man, and the Bible says, if you walk with the wise, you shall become wise. But the companion of fools will be destroyed. As by a dip. As by a dip. My sermon is called How to Recognize a Fool. There was a man who owned the company Chrysler. You know the car Chrysler? Was a great success because you see Chrysler cars all over. Chevrolet, Chrysler, Chef, American cars. He was one of the richest men who ever lived. His name was Lee Iacocca. Lee Iacocca, one of the richest men who ever lived, the owner of Chrysler cars. But he had a problem. Must I tell you what was his problem? He could not tolerate fools around him. It reminds me of somebody I know. He could not tolerate fools around him. But his attitude created two more problems. The fact that he couldn't tolerate fools around him created two problems for him. The first one was, there are so many fools in the world. And secondly, some people that we think of fools are not always fools. Amen. They might make a mistake here and there, but doesn't necessarily mean they are fools. I'm sounding like a nice pastor, isn't it? Most people who send me congratulatory messages today, they mention that my hardness has helped them a lot. Nobody ever said I did something nice to them. Besides that, my hard preaching has really put them back in order. Wow. But I just said something nice now. Not everyone who acts like a fool is always a fool. So tell your neighbor, there's hope for you. There's hope for you. There's hope for you. Today you're going to change. Hallelujah. Are you recording me, sweetie pie? It's no problem, you can do it. You just have to, maybe you can stand on the side. And it's no problem, because I'm just seeing every time I'm moving there, so obviously you can't see me. All right. Now, let's start today and just see how far we go. It's 8:30. I'll see how far. I won't go further than 9. Let's try to stop at 9 for the... Who's writing exams tomorrow? All right, we'll try to let you out by 9, okay. Number one, we are trying to discover what a fool is, Pastor Stan. Number one, a fool is anyone who despises wisdom. Despise means they only van wysheid nie. You don't like wisdom. That is a fool. A fool is anyone who despises wisdom, comma, instruction and correction from a proven mentor. I say it again. He hates instruction. He hates wisdom from and correction, not from anybody, a proven mentor. Jy kan maar sien die man het verder gegaan as jy is, man. Maar jy wil nie, hy moet vir jou reg help nie. Here, jy's 'n dwaas. I read the scripture for you. Proverbs 1 verse 7. It's not my words, it's the words of God. Through Solomon, the king. He says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. What is an instruction? Do this, do that. I like what Bishop Dag said. Bishop Dag, a few months ago, about a year ago, he taught a couple of weeks on the topic of wisdom. I've got all the tapes. I'd never delete those things from my iPad. I listen to it over and over again. And a lot of his preaching went around the instruction that the man of God gives you. Small instruction. Small instruction. Don't do this. Do that. Don't go there. Go there. But the fool despises instruction. Don't take this boyfriend. Leave him. Wait, another one is coming. But you want to do your own thing. Because God had placed you in the environment of a proven mentor. You had an opportune time to sit close to a proven mentor. It's hard to listen to someone who hasn't proven much, isn't it? But when you are in the presence of a proven mentor, the only word we can use for your disobedience is foolishness. Jy was mos 'n dwaas. And proven is a good word because it takes time to prove something, isn't it? A certain sister left this church and she went to another church and she used to sing here. So when the people heard her sing, They said, wow, you should have been further than what you are. You know, we're going to take you to America. We're going to take you to... And she got excited, said, wow, I made a mistake sitting under that bus, Pastor Chris. I should have gone long time to this prophet. And so when we got us some weeks back, we asked her, have you gone to America? She said, no. That prophet was not what we thought he was. I said, ah. You see, when she was sitting under a proven mentor, she despised his instruction. She rebelled with insubordination and stubbornness. She left the place where she had to stay. This morning I was teaching about when a ruler corrects you, pacify yourself. Do not leave the place where you have received your rebuke. Ecclesiastes, what was it? Something. I gave it to you this morning, Bevan. When a ruler rebukes you. 10 something, huh? 10 verse 4. Put it there. If the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place. I like the scripture. Leave not thy place. Leave not thy place. Leave not thy place. For yielding pacifier, great offenses. Moenie nie opruk nie, man. Ek my ook opruk en sy ruk jou op en ek ruk jou op. Sy gaan nie hier kan bly nie. Want ek pasial hy. Is hy die rechte woord? Pasial. Pasial nie. Nie pasial nie. Pasial die valley. Oh. Tiedere sê ek pasial die valley. Okay. Do you understand? I'm the ruler, so if there's a conflict, heal. Suck. Moet jy ook nie opkom nie? En ek gaan opkom nie? Sy gaan verloor. Omdat ek pasial die valley. And the dangerous thing is that God set me here. It's not like I chose to be here. The Bible says he set some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Not that I set myself. He set some. I love my preaching. Do you love my preaching? If the spirit of a ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place. Leave not thy place. For yielding pacifieth great offenses. Well, I gave you the first key, isn't it? That's why I said part one. I don't know how many parts it'll be to the sermon. Because I've got 40 points, but I only did one. And I feel I can't even step off the one because I haven't done with you people. I repeat number one. It says, if a fool is someone who despises wisdom and instruction and correction from a proven mentor. And our key verse was Proverbs 1 verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Number two. A fool is anyone who attempts to destroy the reputation of a proven champion through lying and misrepresentation. I say it slowly. A fool is anyone who tries to destroy the reputation of a proven champion through lying and misrepresentation. And this is found in Proverbs chapter 10 verse 18. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 18. It says, he that uttereth a slander is a fool. In other words, a man is established, a proven champion. Now you coming with your small petty lies to try and say something bad about the proven champion. The Bible calls you a fool. And this happens a lot when people leave the place where a ruler has risen up against them. In the book, Those Who Leave You, you will see the type of misrepresentation people will do when they leave a place. And I want you all to listen to me, please. Because many people have sat where you sit. And just not like 2-3 years ago. It's constantly. And when they leave, this is the phenomena. But they are so blind. And they are so foolish. They can't even hear what I'm saying to them now. They can't receive an instruction. Once you leave such a place and you know there was a proven champion, you begin to slander. You begin to say bad things. Misrepresentation. Like a certain brother, he just left recently and he said, we asked him, but why are you leaving? He said, the things that's going on in that church, if I begin to tell, you won't believe. He said to me, he said, the things, Pastor, you don't know all the things that the wickedness the people are doing. I said, wow, what a shock. I said, that's why I'm leaving. But don't be surprised by such talk. It's the talk of a fool. It's a common talk. It's what you will do also if you can't take my rebuke and you leave. So, you know that pastor? Yeah, you see, it's common to fools. It's the behavior of a fool. Are you here? I have to say this because the people that just left recently also said, amen, like you, amen, amen. Maar die dwaas het nog altijd gegaan. Because I rebuke him. Yeah. Some teenagers were having sex before marriage and I said, this is not right, this is not allowed here. Kwaad is hulle. Krap in onze bezigheid, krap in onze. Hey, line man, line. Line. There's not two heads in a home. There's one head. Any baby born with two heads is a monster. We do it God's way. Johan said, I did it my way. We say we do it God's way. Because if I lay down my laws, don't you lay your own laws. Jy confuse die kinders. Ek sê so, jy sê nie, so right, laat die kinders maar op mekaar spring soos assies. Hulle het ook lus. Ja. In our church is basic, small basic rules. You don't have a beloved when you're at school. No, no. And if you don't have a beloved, you can't have sex because who are you going to have sex with? The wind? The issue is not so much the beloved. We're protecting you from sexual promiscuity and the right word is fornication. Yeah. Let every filthy penis enter you and the day you marry, you are second-hand material for your husband. No! I'm fighting for your husband. I want to give him a beautiful fruit that's never been touched. Every time, you see, I'm a bit off my topic, but don't worry. I'm still here. Every time you have sex, as the spirit of the person you're having sex with, will stay with you forever. Because the Bible says, the two shall become one flesh. One flesh. Yeah. Pastor Charlie, do me a favor. Get that video clip of the guy who was bitten by the dog. You just say, a boy barks like a dog with rabies. It's a 1-minute clip. I want to show you Our demon enters a human being. This demon entered this boy. I'm going to play it at the end of my preaching. The demon entered the boy when a dog bit him. You see? So the doctors couldn't understand because it was a spiritual thing. The guy was tied to the bed and was barking like a dog, like a real dog. I'll show you now real. The demon was in the dog and the demon spirit entered the boy. The doctors, medical science can't understand spiritual things. You see? So wherever there's holes in your body, it's entry points for demons. They can come in your mouth, they can come through your eyes, they can come through the ear, and some of them come from the back. Homosexuality, and others by the vaginal hole. The vaginal hole. So girls, even though I say this, I'm so disappointed in many of the young girls who still go and, I don't know if there's tablets for them that they can calm them down, but they still do exactly what I say they mustn't do. Vroeg rijp. I say vroeg vrot. You burn with a passion and you can't control yourself. And every time you have sexual intercourse, spirits enter you. And if you could unzip yourself, you see all the people inside of you, in your spirit, that you're carrying along with you. So stop it right now. If you've already had sex with four people, at least you can carry four spirits around you till you die. Don't increase it. I'm preaching. I'll show you at the end of my preaching if you don't believe me. He was just bitten by a dog. And he growls like a real dog. How do we explain this? Medicine doesn't have an explanation. It's a demon. It's inside of him. Just a dog bit him. Daar is die hond wat hom hier byt. Wat van die hond wat jou heeltyd onder byt? Who let the dogs out? Play it if you can. Play it if you can. Play it if you can. Because I'm preaching about it. Play it to my now. Play it to my now. Terwijl ek op die ding is. I'm talking about fools. Jou dwaas. You can't take correction. You go slander me outside. A proven champion. I say this without pride. Ask my vrou and my kinders. But you go out, you want to slander a leader. Want hy het vir jou gesê wat reg en verkeerd is. You are a fool. You are a fool. He's going to play it for you in a minute. You are a fool. And by point two of part one of how to recognize a fool. Are you learning something? So tonight before you go, I will pray for you once again for divine protection from wicked spirits. Demons are also in animals. Do you know? Remember they went into the pigs and they forced the pigs to commit suicide. The demon will make you want to commit suicide. The pigs from the madman of Gadara, the demons went into him, the legion, and they fell down the steep cliff and they drowned in the water. Any rate, let me come back to my preaching on fools. Are you still there? How much time do I have? 5 more minutes. Number three, what is a fool? A fool is anyone who refuses to depart from evil, even though he or she is corrected. A fool is anyone who refuses to depart from evil, even though he or she is corrected. Are there young people listening to me? Remember, wisdom is for young people more important than for older people. Because older people gain wisdom through experience. That's why your gray-haired grandpa will tell you, you mustn't do this, you mustn't do that. Want hy het geleer deur experience. If you learn through a mentor, you escape the pain that you will receive through experience. Listen again. You can learn through experience. It's no problem. Or you can learn through a mentor. If you learn through a mentor, you will escape the pain that comes with experience. A fool is anyone who refuses to depart from evil, even though corrected. Proverbs 13:19. This is where I find this scripture. But it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. So ek het jou al klompjie gesê, los die ding, moenie so maak nie. Sê hou aan. It's a sign. You are a fool. You can't depart from this evil. I've told you so many times, you don't listen. The definition for you, you are a fool. Number four. I'm trying to give you at least some points so that when you go home, you can tell your mother what you learned, all right? But don't call your mother a fool, please. A fool, number four, is anyone who does not take the danger of sin seriously. A fool is anyone, Franco, who does not take the danger of sin seriously. Yeah. Found also in Proverbs. Chapter 14, verse 9. It says, fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous, there is favor. So you're warning him. So moet jou man nie, los die dinge. Laat staan die dinge. Kom weg van die dinge. Kom weg. They keep doing it. It's a sign of a fool. They mock at sin. They think it's not so. Ach, is so eerie, pastor. Waarvoor gaat pastor aan? There's a lot of our young people, they outrightly confess the places they go and the things they do. And they don't think it's so bad. It's like, ach, ek gaat een dag die Here reg doen. You are fool. Tonight, your soul may be required of you. Tonight. Number five. I'm rushing a bit, so at least can give you some points. Are you still around? A fool is anyone who reveals private things that should be kept private. Are you listening? Listen to Proverbs 14:33. This point says, a fool is anyone who reveals confidences. Confidence is like private things, secret things that should be kept private. Maar as hy net uitkom, dan verklap hy alles. Hy is soos 'n skinne ding, 'n skinne mond. It says, Proverbs 14, that wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding. But that which is in the midst of fools. Is made known. Not everything that you hear, you must go tell everybody. Are you listening? Don't be a fool. Because not everybody can handle everything. A lot of the things I know, nobody else knows. But me and the person who told me. But the fool will tell everybody. Must be careful what you share with people. Daai ding gaan terugkom aan buite toe. En daar sê hulle nogal, jy het so gesê. So op dwaaswies, jy sê is van op dwaaswies, op so met allemaal praat oor alles. Are you listening? somewhere in my teaching it says that the only time a fool does something good if he starts to keep quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, you know that this mouth has brought you into much trouble, isn't it? Well, let's say met your vrou stray of met your beloved stray. It's my bitter om min te sê. Want alles wat sy sê sal teen jou gehou word. Amen. In die hof sê hulle vir jou, everything you say will be held against you. As hulle jou arresteer, is dit nie waar nie? Ja. Op die dag toe sy trou toe word sy gearresteer. En alles wat sy sê sal teen jou gehou word. Amen. So wise men will learn that some things you think, rather not say it. Rather not say it. Number 6. And I close with this one. Oh no, let me do the other one after this also. A fool is any son that disregards the wisdom of his father. A fool is a son who disregards the wisdom of his father. Proverbs 15 verse 5 declares, a fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Put it in the NLT, want die woorde is te groot vir van my mense. Only a fool despises his parents' discipline. Whoever learns from correction is wise. Amen. We had a school principal, his name was Mr. Dennis. He retired at Erika Primary. Who of you was taught by Mr. Dennis? Yeah, Mr. Dennis, but when he was older, he became more. When he was young, he was very strong. And he had a cane called Johnny. A cane, a real sugar cane. My thing is, het jou warm gemaakt. Hallelujah. And Mr. Dennis used to take your head into the box, the cubicle box where they put the books in. You put your head in there and your hands must go next door. And then he put his hand in your pocket like this. Virgil, come here, let me show them quickly. Do you have pockets? Yeah, come. So if you bend like this, you put your hand in the pocket. You see? I trek hom stijf. Maar jou hande is daar en jou kop is in 'n kas in. En hy druk jou vas. So jy kan nie uit nie. Hy slaat hy vir jou 3 van die beste. Oelalala. Dan as hy uitkom, as staan sy maar so man. Dan sê nou sê sorry and thank you sir. I said say sorry and thank you sir. Now I say long, if you take long to answer because the pain, then he ask, are you defying me boy? Are you defying me boy? No sir, sorry and thank you sir. Thank you for this correction. I'll never forget him. And when I see him today, I greet him with respect. I said, Mr. Dennis, you have done well. Look how I've turned out. I'm not a scholar because of your correction. I didn't thank him now. I thanked him the same moment. I mean, he, what he really taught us is, dit het as 'n pyn. Die vermaning wat hy kry, dit het sê sommer, dit het al dankie pastor. Sê sorry en dankie pastor. Are you defying me? Are you defying me? Sorry and thank you, sir. I'm saying that because, listen, who learns from correction is wise. Amen? Now, number 7 says, a fool is any son who shows disrespect towards the mother that brought him into the world. And all you children who speak rude to your mother, you are a fool, according to Proverbs. Proverbs 15:20. Listen to this. Sensible children bring joy to their father. Foolish children despise their mother. King James Version. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. My mother was proud of me. There's my wife. My wife always tells me I make her very angry. The only reason why she doesn't take her anger far is because she remembers my mother always told her, look nicely after my son. Yeah. She says, then she becomes soft. She sees my mother's face and says, take good care of my son. He's my best son. Yeah. You can ask her. I say, which is it for your money? Take a long call. Ma, ek sien jou ma se gesig. You see, because I didn't bring my mother pain. Neither did I bring my mother shame. She was proud of me. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. When we spoke to the lawyer at my father's death, he said he never knew my father had other children. Because my father always just spoke about me. He's surprised now to see there are other children. All he ever spoke is. Because they were proud that I had followed in the ways that they had said I must go. Are you with me? A son who follows in his father's ways will make his father glad. And he's a wise son. The one who does the opposite. What does the Bible call him? Tell your neighbor, the Bible calls you a fool if you hurt your mother and you don't make your father glad. Is it hard preaching? Is it hard preaching? Say sorry and thank you, sir. I saw somebody not saying anything. Are you defying me, boy? Are you defying me, boy? Are you defying me? Dabe Justin Sakan. Dabe Justin Sakan. Okay. I'm closing. I have to close. A fool is anyone whose conduct. Listen to this. When I'm really closing. I have a few closes as a Pentecostal, but this one is. A fool is anyone whose conduct does not change, even after experiencing painful consequences from it. You're a lot of teach me. Ah, Charlie? Are you thinking of someone as I'm preaching? You see their faces? Pastor Charlie says, as I'm preaching, he can see people's faces. Because I just explained now that a fool is anyone whose conduct doesn't change. In other words, sy maniere verander nie, selfs nadat hy pyn voel van wat hy doen. Maar hy gaan nog altyd aan. Die Bybel noem hom 'n dwaas, dierbares. 'N dwaas. Listen, this verse is found in Proverbs 17 verse 10. It says, a reproof entereth more in a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. Ek slat jou 100 ouwe, maar sy wil nie regkom nie. So, as sy nie wil regkom nie, sy is a dwaas man. Sy voel aan het weekie vir jou nie. Die nuwe ding wat sy aanpak, sy hou nie van wat ek sê nie. You don't like what I say. You go try something new. But you can see it's not working. But you won't come back and say sorry and come back into order. You are a fool. Because your conduct doesn't change even after you experience painful consequences. Put that in the NLT. Let's see what it says. A single rebuke does more for a person of understanding than 100 lashes on the back of a fool. So once I've rebuked you and you quickly change, you are a wise person. But 100 lashes on the back of a fool never change. And this is how I read the Bible. I read the King James and then I switch over. I read the NLT. Those two, I like those two versions. I read it together in the book of Proverbs. I like it so much. I can't wait in the morning to sit at the feet of the Holy Spirit and hear what He's going to teach me through Proverbs. Almost this morning, my sermon was called What I've Learned Through Proverbs. I told my son, if you can read one proverb every day of your life, you become wise. Because it's the words of Solomon. The words of Solomon. The wisest man who ever lived. And the richest man who ever lived. Because wisdom will bring you riches and honor. Hallelujah. And finally, I wanted to close with that last point, but this one was too attractive. A fool is anyone who considers any pursuit of wisdom to be a wasted effort. Let me translate it to you. Let me say it once again, then I'll translate it, okay? A fool is anyone who considers any pursuit of wisdom to be a wasted effort. Like anybody who says now today, look, the fact that you're coming here is, you know I'm a man of wisdom, so you are receiving my wisdom. So anyone who says, ek het nie tyd om nou, my tyd te mors hier nie, die persoon is a dwaas. According to this scripture, listen to the scripture, Proverbs 17, verse 16. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom? Seeing he has no heart for wisdom. Seeing he has no heart to it. Let's see what the new version says. It is senseless to pay tuition to educate a fool, since he has no heart for learning. It is senseless to pay tuition to educate a fool, since he has no heart for learning. Don't find the need to sit here. You don't find the need to get wisdom. What does the Bible call you? A fool. Tonight I've given you 9 ways to understand what a fool is like. I'm describing to you how to recognize a fool. So if anybody tells you, Naiman, waarvoor gaat ze kiek toe vanaan? Say hi. Is verniet, man. Die wysheid. En al gee ek jou R20 om saam te gaan. Sy wil nie leen nie. Sy is 'n dwaas. En ek mag nie met dwaase loop nie, want dan gaan ek net so dwaas raak soos jou. One of the major keys of escaping foolishness is to get away from foolish people. Are you listening? Stay away from foolish people. People who encourage you to come to the house of the Lord, that's good people. Because here you will find wisdom. What is this I'm reading? It's called the Bible. The Bible is the Word of God. The Bible is also the wisdom of God. In all you're getting, get God's wisdom. Get God's knowledge. You can get many things. Solomon had gold and silver, so Zayrit is self-astanding. There was not enough barns to hold his gold. But he never said, in all you're getting, get gold. In all you're getting, get silver. Solomon never had Bombay stuff in his palace. The most expensive things. It was only after he died that the kings of the other nations started taking away the gold and the silver. But everything inside his palaces was overladen with gold. As hy so loop op sy teels, dan sien hy sy gesig soos 'n spieël in die marmer en die granietsteen wat hy soek. Hey. But he said, in all you're getting, get understanding. Get understanding. He said, by wisdom a house is built. By wisdom, not by money. By wisdom. Now listen to me. You see, when I see Pastor Nilton and his son tonight, I thought, this guy is a good example of simply taking my instruction. And the Lord has blessed him. Look, didn't he enjoy his dancing with the boy? Yeah. You see, it could have been different for him. He's married a wife. They have the two children. They are blessed. They have work. They have money. They have income. And they are doing very well. But when I met him, he was a very thin police reservist. The gun was too heavy for his side. Yeah. No, he's a good example for any young man who wants to make speed in this life. Speed. He progressed with speed. The car is driving. Nobody has ever driven it before. It's brand new, brand new. When he drove it out of the shop, it was 000. It was just a few years ago I met him. All he did was take my instruction. I even told him not to marry a certain girl. And I said, not that one. I like this one. Not that he wouldn't have trouble. It's not like that. It's not like that. Not like. Bishop Dagg writes in his book, The Beauty, the Beast, and the Pastor. He says, marriage and divorces and these things are very complicated. You can't say the man chose between good and bad. No. In life, it gets so complicated, there's no more choices between good and bad. You must choose between bad and bad. Are you with me? So you must now decide, what is better than the other bad? Because if you take this one, this will be bad. If you take that one, you might not have that bad, but you'll have another bad. So now the choice, which bad is the baddest of the best? Ek myself is nou die makker. Yeah. That's why Michael Jackson said, who's bad? So I can show you, even your life is complicated. You might think this boyfriend is the boyfriend for you. You need the wisdom of a mentor. Laat ek om deur kyk. Ons kyk nie kalle nie. Ons kyk nie hare nie. Ons kyk nie skerpte van neuste nie. Nee. Die korrelkop man sal vir jou bitter lewe gee as die man met gladde hare en 'n baard. Certain men will never have chest hair on their chest, never. I vat a magnifying glass, I kyk ook wanneer kom maar iets. Maar dit wil nie sê hy's nie 'n regte man nie. Don't look for the wrong things. I'm telling you now, choose wisdom from a proven mentor. Yeah. And the difficulties that Nilton has in his life is not like he made the wrong decision. No, the bad he has now is a little bit better than the bad he would have had. So don't worry too much. The turmoil you are causing him is better than the turmoil he would have had if the other one took him. Bringing you into order won't be easy. But so would have been anybody else. So you live with the bad. You chose that bad. But it's progressing. Through all the difficulty, it's progressing. It's moving forward. And fast. I'm so blessed. If I look at Virgil and some of these, Franco, them. These are my sons. I'm proud of them. I can see them moving fast in a powerful direction. And so I ask all of you to follow the examples. If I must tell him, don't take that girl, he won't. I allowed him to make some mistakes with some ladies. Is this one? So he can learn. But he must wait till I say that's the one. You see. Just instruction. A fool hateth the rebuke and instruction. So as I close, I would really love to see you grow up, you young people, and become great successes in life. It's my desire. I always pray that the foolishness of your parents don't take you away from a proven mentor. It's the prayer of my heart. I want to see more Niltons in my life. And it's not the end, it's going places with me. And so will you. What is the where you come from? What do you aspire to? What is your dreams? What is your visions? Waar wil jy gaan? Take my instruction. Because my instruction comes from the word of God. Rather take God's wisdom. And you take the wisdom of fools in the secular world. That will bring you nothing. And if I tell you education is important, don't take my words lightly. Sit up in the night. Study. Get good results. Apply for universities. Stop having the excuse of our people. They can niks kry nie, nêrens inkom nie, niks. Dis net so pap. No. Study hard. Get up in the morning early. 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, study. Burn your candles late at night. The holidays will come, you can sleep late. But for now is the season. Wisdom is the ability to recognize the seasons. Now is the season for studies. Hard work. Don't play with fools. Sit with others who also study. It's small things I'm telling you. Don't listen. You don't listen. They play reports. Drip, drip, drip. A Christian will drip as a fool. Of they must aanpassings class to go. Aanpassing. Ah, my God and my Lord. Are you girls listening to me? Let me be proud of you one day, okay? You are receiving my wisdom. At least you are already doing something very good. Your lives will never be the same. I love sitting at your feet. Let's all stand. Wow. I love hearing what you say. Blessed Jesus.
I love knowing your design. I'm so pleasured to obey. Your favor is like sunrise. Sing.